one bow, and yet it manages to conjure up the most sort of complex and oceanic of sounds. I mean, I hear so much in this music at different points in the cello suites. I hear spy music or miniature rock anthems, Celtic jigs and spiritual lamentations, exotic flourishes, you name it, it all seems to be there under the sun.
Was it not considered uniquely captivating in 1720?
Well, I think that a precious few people would have heard it in 1720. One of the many mysteries about this music is why did Bach compose this music? It was quite unprecedented at the time to write music for solo cello. The cello wasn't a flashy instrument, say, like a keyboard instrument or a violin that was used to showboating. The cello was very much relegated to the background and sort of hugged the coastline of a progression and was droning and humming. But it really wasn't doing musical acrobatics, and that's precisely what Bach has the cello doing in the cello suites. So I think that it remains a mystery as to why Bach composed this glorious music, for who, when, what purpose, and whether in fact the music was even ever played in his lifetime, if we can believe that. Hmm. There's no evidence that the music was performed in his lifetime. One imagines and hopes that it was, but we don't know that.
And it might have sounded differently in 1720.
Oh, I think it probably sounded very differently, and that's one of the sort of battles that rages among cellists and musicologists, namely, how should you play this music? How would it have sounded in Bach's lifetime? And I think that's one of the things as well that makes this music so interesting, because Bach's original manuscript went missing sometime after his death in 1750, there's no definitive source for this music. A few copies have floated around, but they all differ in terms of their details. And we're missing a lot of the musical specifics, things like dynamics and bowing and ornaments. And so, as a result, I think every cellist has to reinvent this music on his or her own terms. They have to take something of a poetic license with this music. It becomes like an inkblot test for most cellists, and they put their own stamp on it, and I think that makes it forever interesting.
Well, how did Casals happen upon it?
Casals was out for a stroll with his father one afternoon in 1890 in Barcelona. He had just purchased his first full-sized cello. He was 13 years old at the time. But he was already a very gifted cellist and was playing, in fact, in a trio in a cafe in Barcelona to pay for his education at that point. His father was living in a nearby village and would come up from time to time, and they'd spend some time together, as they were this one day in 1890, meandering around the old port district of Barcelona and looking for sheet music that young Pablo might use in his burgeoning career. They popped into one shop, and lo and behold, Pablo laid eyes on the cello suites. He'd never even heard of this music before. He never knew that it existed. It immediately spoke to him, and he thought, my gosh, the immortal Bach wrote music for my instrument, for cello alone. He purchased this music. The necessary pesetas were exchanged, and one imagines him sort of dancing home to the rhythm of this music that was just slowly starting to take shape in his imagination. He was very much galvanized by it, and he spent the next dozen years methodically, soulfully, invisibly figuring out how to play this music. It really meant decoding this music, because he had no models to go by, unlike us. He couldn't walk into a Virgin megastore, as I did not long ago, and see dozens of versions of the cello suites. So he was really figuring it out for the first time, and as a result, he was very much the pioneer, the person who single-handedly delivered this music to the concert halls of the world.
So where does the story begin?
Well, I think one of the things that planted the idea of a story in my head, because we very often hear music that sounds absolutely sublime, was the fact that the cellist, a cellist from Boston by the name of Lawrence Lesser, had written program notes for the Bach cello suites. And in these program notes, I found a lot of information about the music that struck me as very